Hey, what's good, what's good, what's good? You are now listening to the Larry Lynn Podcast with your boy, Larry Lynn. What's good, what's good, what's good? We are back. This is episode 6 of the Larry Lynn Podcast with your boy, Larry Lynn. Appreciate everyone who's come back for another one. Man, so today, a list came out. I'm not sure if you guys, many of you guys know, but the hip-hop scene that I'm most involved in is the Phoenix, Arizona hip-hop scene. Something about the Phoenix hip-hop scene is that lists are always very controversial and usually cause a lot of friction. But a list came out today from AZ Publication called New Playlist. They dropped a list called Arizona's Power 10 Hip-Hop Artists. And I kind of just want to, you know, take a look at the list with you guys, talk about it. See how we feel about it. So like I said, there's 10 artists on the list. At number 10, they have Will Clay. Now, if you guys aren't familiar with Will is actually a gold medal winning Olympian. This guy does the, I believe he does the triple jump. And literally, he's a gold medalist. But this dude also makes pretty dope music. He actually has a track with YG that's pretty dope. So 10 on the list, I can agree with that. He's definitely done a lot. Just the whole athlete part of his life, he's done more than everyone else. But as far as music, he does make some good music, and he did have a performance that went viral this year, at the Arizona Hip Hop Festival. So I can agree with 10 on that. Let's see, number nine is Jalopy Bungus. Now this dude is legit. Like, he's just legit. Like, he's a good person. His music is fire. He picks good beats. His videos always come out dope. I actually think he should be higher on the list. At least for the last year. Like, honestly, as low as probably number 6 on the list, I'd probably put him. In his age bracket, I'd put him at number 1. But in the whole entire scene, I'd say he's probably in the top 6 this year. Let's see who's next. Number 8, Sincerely Collins. I actually disagree with this placement. I don't even know if he should be in the top 10, to be honest. I mean, for a while he had some momentum, but things have seemed to kind of die off in the last few years. He's had some singles on the radio, but the scene's not really paying attention to Sincerely Collins right now. At least in my personal opinion. Number 7, Brown Boy Maj. Yo, Brown Boy Maj is dope. He's real dope. He doesn't even live in Phoenix anymore. He lives in LA, but he does like an R&B, like, I don't like to compare people, but I think he's like a Post Malone type guy to me. Like, his shit's just fire. Like, low key, he could be higher on the list as well. Or lower. I don't know how we say it, but closer to 1. Probably put him in top 5. Number 6, De La Preen. Yo, this is my boy. So I'm biased. So to me, he's number 1. But they got him in number 6. This man's got the liveliest live show you'll ever see. He's a good ass dude. His music is fire. Gets you lit. Like, and he doesn't only do the turn up shit. Like, he can spit some real shit. Like, he can honestly do anything. He used to be a battle rapper and he used to freestyle his battle. So he, I don't know. He's fearless. I think he's number 6, but he's lower on the list to me, closer to 1. Number 5, Odd Squad Family. Seems about right. They do really well, really, really well on the internet. Probably way better than I even know. But, you know, everything I see them do on the internet always does big numbers. Their Facebook lives are always, tons of people are watching it. I do need to check out more of their music, get more familiar. Number four is Pink Sig. I have never heard of this person. But it looks like his numbers are nice, but I've literally never heard of him. I got him at number four. I gotta do some research on him. Number three, they got Vita Rula. Me and him have some personal shit, but rapper wise, he's an extremely talented rapper. So his position on the list makes sense to me. Two, Deli Everyday. Yo, Deli worked harder than almost everyone this year. He dropped a song every single day. And even dropped another one on January 1st. Like, yo, he went really hard. I think he might be even in the Guinness Book of World Records for his performance last year. So he definitely deserves his spot on the list. And number one, they have Futuristic. Yo, he deserves this spot. He's definitely the most successful artist ever from Phoenix. Like, you can't hold nothing against him. He went in, and he's a businessman. Like, he kills it. Got a lot of respect for Futuristic. They have honorable mentions. Go out to Danji, Joseph Bills, and Slim Billions. Okay. So, overall, I think this list was pretty good. You know, the numbers, I might change up the numbers here and there, but overall, I think 8 out of 10 people I would put on my own list if I was doing it myself, so I think it's pretty good. There's definitely some people that I think should be on the list. Benji Fly, he should definitely be on the list. Like, he should be even probably be in the top 6 on the list, like. So it's weird to me that he's not on it. Mega Ran should be on the list. I mean, behind Futuristic, he's probably the second most successful rapper out of the state. So he should definitely be on the list. So it's weird not to see him there. I would put Eddie Wells on there. He didn't do much solo-wise. So I dropped one song, Godzilla, with Lamar Crushing. But he toured the country. He toured internationally. He has an international record deal. His band's album sold pretty well. I think he should definitely be on the list. That's the top 10 right now. But overall, good list. I just hope everyone on this list has a great year, and man, I'm really proud of Arizona hip hop and where it's come from. So I have big hopes and big dreams for it. But yo, that's it. That's my thoughts on the new playlist, Arizona's Power 10 Hip Hop Artists. Let me know how you feel about it. And that was today's episode of the Larry Lynn Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate your support. If you could do me a favor and screenshot this and share it on your Instagram, that would be much appreciated. Remember, eat ass, not cheese. I'm out. Support this podcast with as little as 99 cents a month. Just go to anchor.fm/the Larry Lynn Podcast and click support this podcast.